Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
America faces a choice. This is Battleground America. Here's Tara Servatius.
The mainstream media have begun quietly admitting the size, scope, and scale of the coming disaster. You're thinking, wait, the mainstream media are admitting this? How'd I miss that? The thing is, you probably didn't. It's just that nobody's put it all in one place. That's what I'm doing in today's podcast, so you can share it. Every one of these 10 coming disasters is scheduled to hit somewhere between the summer and this fall, pretty much simultaneously. Every one of them has a mainstream media or Biden administration source. Every one of these stories has broken in the last 2 weeks. As I said, they're quietly admitting the scope and the scale of what is coming. But here's the key, not all in one place. Put it all together and it's monstrous. Let's get started. Number one, diesel fuel shortages and rationing are coming. The rationing of diesel, along with warnings, and we had this in an earlier Battleground podcast, along with warnings to truckers to gas up at night because they might not be able to gas up the next day. That's coming from Loves and Pilot Flying J. That's according to who? Bloomberg, Zero Hedge, and Freight Waves. So right-wing, middle, and left-wing sources. Number two, gasoline will go to $6.20 a gallon by August. That's according to JP Morgan Chase. That means that diesel will be at $7.20 to $7.50 by August. Again, we move food with diesel. You know, diesel. The stuff they said we're supposed to have shortages of and rationing. How will we move food if that's the case? By the way, those diesel shortages and rationing were supposed to be across the country, primarily on the Lower East Coast and sporadic in places. That's not good. Okay, let's keep moving on. We'll have nationwide, on top of all of that, all right, we'll have nationwide rolling blackouts by this summer. That has been reported by Breitbart, Fox Business, CNBC, and the source is the North American Electric Reliability Corporation. This is happening, they say, because we closed down coal and natural gas-fired plants too fast under the assumption we'd have, you know, something to replace them with, solar or wind, but that hasn't come online fast enough. So we're going to have nationwide rolling blackouts this summer. And those will become a regular feature of American life. Over the next 6 years, over 140 of these plants additionally will close in 14 states, including South Carolina, where I live, and North Carolina. So nationwide rolling blackouts will become a normal part of American life and will only get worse. We could fix this by recommissioning a lot of these plants, but we're Americans. We never do anything that makes sense. So imagine all of this that I've just described to you together, okay? Because when you jack the price of gas up to $6.20 a gallon and diesel, again, which is used to move food, assuming we have enough, to $7.20 to $7.50 a gallon, you're going to get food prices that skyrocket, okay? So that's on top of the next disaster, which has been admitted to. Joe Biden earlier this year admitted we'd have food shortages. Whatever the case, food prices due to worldwide grain shortages will hit by this fall. So an astronomical increase in the price of food. They'll be between 30% higher, the food prices, and three times higher, depending on who you believe. Okay, on top of all that, which is total chaos, right? That would be enough to totally throw a monkey wrench in any country's economy. But I'm only halfway through. Stagflation will hit. Yep, this was widely reported in the mainstream media. Stagflation will hit, according to former Federal Reserve Chairman Ben Bernanke. Now, stagflation is the worst of all possible economic situations. That's going to hit smack in the middle of this like a bomb. Just one of these would be just a mess for any economy to deal with. Let's keep going. We'll see above normal inflation through at least the end of 2023. That means these prices not only aren't coming down, they will continue to go up at an escalating rate. Now, that rate may slow from, say, 8% to 4% to 3%. But even at 4%, it's more than twice the normal average. Joe Biden said that in a speech last week. We'll see, this is number seven, we'll see worldwide oil price shocks leading to recession. This was supposed to start in May, and we're already beginning to see it. By the way, as I record this, we have had 14 straight days of new record gas prices. This has never happened before, where we set a new record 14 days in a row, every day shattering the previous day's record. It's unbelievable. I mean, it's totally unprecedented. It's amazing it doesn't get more attention. But anyway, we'll see world oil shocks leading to a recession, a worldwide recession. Now, what specifically would cause this? The Russian oil sanctions. That if we would remove them, because, you know, when you pull the Russian oil off the market, it causes the oil, everybody's oil prices to go up, right? Makes a tight market. And so the price of Russian oil sanctions on the world would be a recession and an oil shock, price shock, unlike any we'd seen in 40 years. And that's here. The warning for that was from the International Energy Agency in March. They doubled down last week with their warning about the price shocks and what would happen if we continued with the Russian oil sanctions. And it's not what they told us when they had that bipartisan press conference. I had a price to go up a little bit. No big deal. You want to help the Ukrainians, right? No, this is recession. We continue with these sanctions. We are deciding to have a recession. We are deciding to make food beyond the affordability of many people. We're deciding all of that. But, you know, the Ukrainian people, of course, more important than the American people to our leaders. I mean, they are. I mean, I'm just laying it out like it is. All right. Let's go on to this one. Americans, this was last week too, Americans will suffer pain and job losses and pay freezes as we battle inflation. That's according to current Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell. He was appointed by Trump and reappointed by Biden. So Americans to suffer pain, job losses, and pay freezes. So what do we have? We have inflation that's going to continue to go up in terms of the prices through 2023, through the end of that, along with pay freezes and job losses. I mean, that is, that's just, wow, that's a disaster. Okay. And the final thing, we have no plan to counter any of it. Mainstream media didn't report that. Oh, by the way, that's just me. We have no plan to counter any of it. All of it is self-inflicted by our government. And, you know, or maybe it's the plan to lead us to a national emergency and then a martial law situation just in time for what? Ha! The election. Yeah. Okay. Oh, and the 10th thing, we are pre-scheduling a COVID outbreak for the fall. How can you pre-schedule a COVID outbreak? Easy. They've already begun. You start encouraging people to test. When you put it on the minds of half the country to go get a test every time they get a nose sniffle, guess what? Those faulty PCR tests are going to show COVID positives. And voila, you have another outbreak just in time for fall.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
To add to the absolute total and unmitigated chaos. And that is what's coming. Again, all of those from Biden administration or mainstream media sources, none of them put together. I can't even imagine what it'll be like to live in that world. But apparently, we're about to find out. But here's the crazy thing. This sounded so familiar to me. It sounded like something I've heard before, all of it put together. Like something somebody maybe predicted. And then I remember who. It was Candace Owens. Well, not just her. It was her monologue. It was actually the World Economic Forum. You know those people. Look them up if you don't. They'll stand your hair on end. So in 2019, the World Economic Forum did a drill. And that drill was on a coronavirus that would escape from a wet market, make the world sick. They actually did drills on this. Again, the year 2019. Well, 2020 rolled around and it happened. Exactly, almost exactly as the World Economic Forum somehow seemed to know it would. So what are they running drills on now? A thing that sounds a lot like the stories I just read to you. I'll let Candace Owens remind you. This is Owens' monologue from this fall on what would happen if it all collapsed. The power grid went down. The supply systems went down.
I know that's a super weird question for me to ask, the title of this, but it's a serious question. It's one that you should consider, which is, what would you do if they brought the power grid down? And by they, I mean if the government purposefully brought the power grid down. And I'm not asking that question for fun. I'm asking that question because the World Economic Forum is predicting that a cyber pandemic, you can look this up, they've been running exercises about it this year, is inevitable. You're probably saying, what is a cyber pandemic? It doesn't make any sense. Like, you know, what are we even talking about? Well, first and foremost, the reason I'm even paying attention to the World Economic Forum and their exercises is because they notoriously, in 2019, ran an exercise for a coronavirus pandemic that oddly all became true. I mean, without one slight difference, they said that the coronavirus was going to escape from a wet market in South America. Of course, when the coronavirus swept the world in 2020, they said that it escaped from a wet market in China. You can still look that up, by the way. That's not a conspiracy theory. They simulated that coronavirus pandemic. It was the World Economic Forum in collaboration with the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, in collaboration with John Hopkins University. And the website is still up, and they say, you know, the coronavirus pandemic is inevitable. And then, boom, it happened the very next year. So people say it's a conspiracy theory to believe that they knew that the coronavirus pandemic was going to happen. You don't have to believe it was a conspiracy theory, or you can believe it wasn't a conspiracy theory. It's up to you. I don't really care. The point is that they made the prediction, they called it inevitable, and then it happened immediately. So for me personally, that signals to me that I should probably pay attention the next time the World Economic Forum makes a prediction and calls it inevitable. And lo and behold, they are predicting that a coronavirus pandemic, a cyber pandemic, pardon, is going to happen, and that it is once again inevitable. So if you look into the exercise that they have run this year, I believe they run it in July. They've been meeting and talking about the cyber pandemic, what it would look like. Essentially, their idea is that they're going to have to sanitize the internet because a bug, think of this as like a coronavirus for your computer, is going to sweep globally, and the only way they're going to be able to stop this bug from infecting everything is to effectively shut down the internet, right? And they were talking about bringing down the power grid in an effort to do this. So imagine the government bringing down the power grid, and you would not have access to anything that required an electrical charge. This, if this sounds crazy, dystopian, and like a nightmare to you, first and foremost, this happens in other countries, right? Obviously in Cuba, when the government needs to stop people from communicating, they just bring down the power grid, right? When the uprisings were happening in Cuba, I believe that was earlier this year, coronavirus time feels like, I don't know if it was the end of last year or early this year, they just brought down the entire electrical grid. But of course, Western nations would never do something like that. If they do it, it's because they need to do it, not because they're becoming evil communist dictators, but because they would need to do it for our benefit. They were talking about the government breaking down, bringing down the power grid. And until they come up with a vaccine, I'm not kidding, this is their words, not mine, a vaccine of sorts for the internet, where they would be able to cleanse it and purge it of all of these things that are making it vulnerable. Among those things, they brought up Bitcoin, which is so funny. That one thing that the government can't get a handle on, that is representing a threat to them and the financial markets, their control of the financial markets, would be Bitcoin. And suddenly, in running the simulation, they realized that Bitcoin, you know, could potentially be a problem. If you think I'm kidding, you can look this up. It is called a cyber pandemic. And it's something that every single person should be paying attention to, just in case they magically get it right again, like they did about the coronavirus pandemic. It's good for us as citizens to pay attention to that and to do what we can to prepare.
Folks, when we allowed them to jail us in our homes over a cold with a 99% survival rate, we revealed to them exactly how easily we'd give up our freedoms. Now that they know, I think the rest of our lives will be nothing but manufactured crises created by those who want to rule us. They've figured out if they come up with just the right one, they will. Pray this isn't it.
Battleground America with Tara Servatius. Please subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Share with friends, family, and other free thinkers. Thanks for listening.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.